And the pasuk continues, Chamishi, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, B'yoyim ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the day of the first month, Nisan, Be'echod la-chodesh, on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tokrim es Mishkan oil moed, you shall erect the Mishkan oil moed, Besamta Shom, and you shall place inside of the Mishkan, Es Aroin ha-edus, the Oroin which had the Luchais ha-edus inside, Besakoisa al ha-oroin es ha-kaparis, and you shall protect the Oroin with the Paroiches, the curtain that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ve'veso es ha-shulchan, and you shall bring in the Shulchan. Ve'orachto es erkoi, and you shall arrange its arrangement, which means the Lechem HaPonim. Ve'veso es ha-menorah, and you shall bring in the menorah. Ve'aleso es neroseho, and you shall light its neros. The Shulchan was placed when one entered the Mishkan on the right half, the right side, and the menorah opposite it on the left side, on the southern side. In the oil mayed, you will then bring in the golden mizbeach for keteres and place it opposite the oren. And you shall place the curtain to the entrance of the mishkan. And then you shall put up and place the outside mizbeach before the entrance of the oil moed, and you shall place the kiyor bein oil moed uveina mizbeach, between the oil moed and the mizbeach. As Rashi explained in Parashas Kisisa, it does not mean literally between the oil moed and the mizbeach, but it means in the space between the oil moed and the mizbeach, moshoch kima klape dorim, pulled a bit toward the southern wall, and you shall put water inside the kiyor. And you shall place the chotzer around the Mishkan, and you shall also put the curtain for the entrance of the chotzer. Chasam Sofer is medayik in these psukim that we see over here, that he placed the kalim in the chotzer, the mizbeach and the kiyar in the chotzer, and then put the chotzer around it. And he asks, based on what Bezalel said earlier in the parsha, in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, Moshe told Bezalel to first make the kalim and then to make the Mishkan. Bezalel said that is not the Derech HaOlam to make kalim and then the house. You make the house in order to place the kalim in, and then you make the kalim. Over here, Frank Chasam Sofer, we see that he put the kalim outside in the area where the chatzah would be, and first put the chatzah around it afterwards. Like the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Ches, after the kiyar and the mizbeach ha'olah are outside, it says, v'samta es ha'chatzah saviv. Then he first placed the chatzah around it. So why over here aren't we worried with the taina that Bezalel had, that you first make the place to store the thing, and then make the things that are stored inside? First make the chatzah, and then put the kalim inside. And the Chasam Sofer remains with a tzorach iyun on this question. And the pasuk continues, "V'lo kachto es shemen hamishcha." And then you should take the anointing oil, "Umoshachto es hamishkan v'eschol hashaboy." And you shall anoint the mishkan and everything inside it. "V'kidashto oisay v'eschol kelov." You will make it holy and all its kelim holy. "V'hoya kodesh." It will be kodesh. "Umoshachto es mizbach ha'oyla v'eschol kelov." Then you shall anoint the outside mizbeach and all its kelim. And you should be mekadesh the mizbeach to make it kodesh kadoshim. And the reason why it says kodesh referring to the mishkan and kodesh kadoshim referring to the mizbeach, the Ramban says, because on the mizbeach they brought karbonos, and some of the karbonos were called kodesh kachim. That is why the term kodesh hakadoshim is used by the mizbeach. Umashachtes akir veskanoi v'kidash the oisoi. Then you anoint the kiyar and the kanoi and make them holy. Mikrafto es Aaron ves Bonov, and then you shall bring close Aaron and his sons El Pesach Oil Moed to the opening of the Oil Moed. Vrochatta Oisom Bamoyim, you shall wash them in water, meaning Tvilas Kol Gufoi. They should be tovel in the mikvah in the Oil Moed. Vilbashto es Aaron es Bigdei Hakodesh, and you should dress Aaron with his holy clothing, Umashachta Oisoi, and anoint him with the Shemen Hamishcha. Vikidashta Oisoi Vichienli, and you shall make him holy to serve me. Ves Bonov Takriv, and his sons you shall bring clothes, and dress them with shirts. The pasuk is being makater. It does not get into detail of every single beged that was put on to Aaron and his children. Umashafta oisam, and you shall anoint them, kasha mashafta es avihem, just like you anointed their father Aaron, v'chi hanuli, and then they will be fit to serve me. V'hoisa liyaz lehem mashchosam, and it should be to them, this anointing, lechuhunas oilam ledoroisam, as a kahuna forever for their generations. Vayas Moshe, and Moshe did, when it reached Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oisai Keinasa, exactly what Hashem told him to do. So Rashi V'sakoiso Alahoron Pasuk Gimel Lashon Hagono, it means a protection. Shahari Mechitza Hoisa, it was a Mechitza, so it was also a type of a protection between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Barachta Es Erkoi, and you shall set up its Erech concerning the Shulchan. Shtei Marochos, the two rows, shall lechem haponim of the lechem haponim.